Hello, and welcome to the Rooted in Reliability podcast, your plant performance podcast, where we dive deeper into asset management techniques and know-how. I'm your host, James Kovacevic, and I will be your guide to achieving industry best practice. The Rooted in Reliability podcast is here to provide you with the insights to improve plant performance and deliver bottom-line results to your organization. In case you missed the last episode, you can find the Rooted in Reliability podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and on the reliability.fm network. Don't forget to subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Now let's dive into today's topic. Over the course of this next podcast, we'll be covering the topic of maintenance strategy. More specifically, the different types of methodologies used to determine what maintenance should be done. Once you include all the variants, the amount of methodologies can become overwhelming. By the end of this podcast, you should have an overview of each methodology and when to use them. I will dive deep into each one of these methodologies in detail in some of the upcoming podcast episodes. In the last episode, we learned that maintenance is the process of maintaining or preserving equipment to deliver a required level of performance. This maintenance includes all activities to keep the equipment running as the business requires. But how do you determine which maintenance needs to be completed? There are many different methodologies, not to mention the variants of each. Most organizations will use a combination of these methodologies. The four primary methodologies that we typically see in developing a maintenance strategy include RCM, or Reliability-Centered Maintenance, which is a structured process originally developed in the airline industry, but now commonly used in all industries. RCM is used to determine the equipment maintenance strategies required for any physical asset. It ensures that the asset continues to fulfill its intended function in its present operating conditions. RCM consists of seven questions that must be answered following a strict framework. Another choice is the FMEA, or Failure Modes Effect Analysis. Failure Modes Effect Analysis is a step-by-step approach for identifying all possible failures in a design, a manufacturing or assembly process, or a product or service. Failure modes means the way or modes in which something might fail. Failures are any errors or defects, especially ones that affect the customer, and can be potential or actual failures that have occurred. Effects analysis refers to the studying of the consequences of those failures. Failures are prioritized according to how serious their consequences are and how frequently they occur and how easily they can be detected. The purpose of the FMEA is to take actions to eliminate or reduce failure, starting with the highest priority ones. Failure mode and effect analysis also documents current knowledge and actions about the risks of failures for continuous improvement. FMEA is used during design to prevent failures. Later is used to control before and during ongoing operations of the process. Ideally, FMEAs begin during the earliest conceptual stage of the design and continues throughout the life of the product, service, or assembly line. OEM recommendations are another typical approach used to determine a maintenance strategy. These typically consist of time-based replacement or restoration strategies without taking into account the operating context of the equipment, which includes consequences. This type of maintenance is typically costly and not very effective. PM optimization is another type of approach. It is a structured approach in which existing maintenance, such as OEM recommendations, are reviewed using a defined structure which focuses on failure modes and consequences of failure. This structured approach typically consists of portions from RCM or FMEA. PM optimization utilizes the Pareto principle to focus on the top 20% of failures causing 80% of the downtime. As mentioned, all these methodologies will be covered in greater detail in upcoming podcasts. But how do you select which one to use? Selecting the right methodology can be difficult, especially if you have never worked with some of them before. Thankfully, there is some criteria you can apply to making the selection process easier. First thing you need to look at is asset criticality. What is the impact of the organization in terms of environmental, health, safety, or operational consequences? This forms the basis for determining which methodology needs to be used, but requires input from regulatory requirements. Are there any regulatory requirements for the specific piece of equipment or the business that we need to abide by? Also, business goals. What are the business goals and business direction? Will the asset be replaced in a few years, or do we need it to perform at a certain level of performance for the next 20 years? These types of questions will allow us to choose the right methodology for developing our maintenance strategy. Now, what type of regulatory requirements would we be required to look at? Well, they could be OSHA. There may be EPA requirements we need to consider. What about FDA or CFIA? We need to be concerned about those if we're in the food industry. Could be Department of Transportation or Ministry of Transportation. There's also Department of Labor or Ministry of Labor if we need to consider those. There's also ISO standards we may need to consider. Lastly, there could be internal regulations that our organization uses to govern how we conduct business. How do we define business goals? Well, it could be level of performance. For example, if we need OE, as a maintenance department, we would be looking for availability. If we're looking at cost of goods sold, then we need to look at maintenance costs and OE as a maintenance department. We also need to consider current and future demands on the business. We need to be able to maintain the equipment now, but also ensure that we maintain that level of performance 5, 10, 15 years down the road. That requires a different approach than just maintaining a piece of equipment for this year. We also need to know the asset plan. Are we replacing or running the asset for the next 10 years, 15 years, 25 years, or so on and so forth? And what about the facility? Is the facility being expanded or is it downsizing? Those are all critical questions we need to be concerned with the business goals. This podcast is brought to you by Iridicio. Be sure to check out Iridicio's IBL Blended Learning for Maintenance and Reliability Professionals. This SMRP-accredited project-based curriculum will take you through all aspects of a maintenance and reliability program and provides you with all the tools you need to generate a 30 times return on investment for your organization and a set of credentials from the University of Tennessee for you. You can find out more at ibltraining.com. I mentioned asset criticality previously, so what is that? It is a simple method of determining the risk to an organization if a particular asset fails. So how does asset criticality work? There are multiple ways to determine the asset criticality, but all will result in an RPN or risk priority number. Using this number, we can quantify and categorize our assets into distinct categories. So how do we determine that risk priority number? We could take a page from the FMEAs. Probability of failure times severity of failure times the ability to detect that failure. That would give us a risk priority number. We could also look at the health and safety consequence times the environmental consequence times the operational consequence times the probability times the detection method. Doesn't matter how we do this, as long as it is consistent and includes the basics of probability times severity times detection. Once we've established what categories we're going to look at asset criticality from, we need to establish the criteria in which each one of those categories will be graded. It could be a scale of 1 to 5, 1 to 10. Does not matter as long as it's defined and clearly laid out for all involved in the asset criticality assessment. Once each individual asset in the facility is identified using the criticality, we can then use the asset criticality to guide our decision making and which methodology to use. As previously mentioned, you'll end up with a risk priority number for each individual asset. You can categorize those into distinct categories that dictate the action required. For example, in a six-category system, you may require no maintenance strategy, being at the very low end, to a complete redesign of the equipment if it's at the high end. In a six-category system, you may start at non-critical equipment. The business requirement is to minimize costs, meet regulatory requirements, no more than that. What methodology do we use in maintenance to achieve that? Most likely we'd use a combination of run to failure or some very basic cleaning and lubrication and inspection routines. We could have another category above that, which is potentially critical. In this category, the business requirement is to minimize cost, meet regulatory requirements, and provide an acceptable level of availability. In this category, we probably use a combination of run to fail, maybe some PM optimization, just to ensure we're doing the right maintenance, no more and certainly no less. We could look at the next category, which may be low criticality. In this category, we're looking to reduce costs while providing that acceptable level of availability. Could be a mix of PM optimization, maybe some FMEAs, depending on how complex that equipment is. That will give us a good foundation to ensure that that equipment is able to meet the accepted level of availability required by the business. Next category would be medium criticality. In this category, we require high availability, minimum failures, and optimum costs. In this category, we'd use a mix of PM optimization, FMEAs, and possibly a little bit of RCM depending on the complexity and consequences of that equipment. Next, we would have highly critical. And in this category, the business requirements are high reliability, high availability, and minimum failures. And in this type of approach, we would use exclusively RCM or reliability-centered maintenance. And lastly, at the very high end, we'd have extremely critical. You know, the business requires in this category max reliability, max availability, zero tolerance to failures. We'd use a variety of approaches in this, specifically focusing on reliability-centered maintenance and looking to design out many of the issues we see to reduce the overall risk priority number. If you'd like to find out more on the asset criticality and the categories within it, there's two blog posts you can find at hpreliability.com, and I'll link to them in the show notes. So by using the asset criticality, the regulatory requirements, and the business goals, we can define what we require from the equipment now and in the future. This will allow us to develop a robust maintenance strategy for the long term, providing maximum value to the business. As mentioned, depending on the level of performance required now and in the future, the equipment strategy can vary greatly. If you're shutting down a line next year, you will just conduct the basic maintenance routines to achieve regulatory requirements. But if you need to run that line or equipment for the next 10 to 15 years, you'll take a much more proactive and detailed approach. The asset criticality tool can be a great way to classify equipment at a high level, and then review against business requirements and regulatory requirements to finalize the methodology used. I want to thank High Performance Reliability for being the sponsor of this podcast. High Performance Reliability is an education and consultancy in the field of maintenance, reliability, and asset management. Be sure to check out High Performance Reliability for a free copy of their ebook, A Smarter Way of Preventative Maintenance. So there you have it, the main methodologies of developing a maintenance strategy: reliability center maintenance, failure mode effect analysis, PM optimization, and OEM recommendations, and when to use each one. Choosing the right methodology can be a determining factor between success and failure, as it will allow you to develop the right strategy for your organization. Without this strategy, your operation will not achieve your business goals. That's all the time we have today. I'd like to thank you for listening and remind you that you can always find out more on RCM, FMEAs, or align your strategy with the business at hpreliability.com. You can also find the show notes at hpreliability.com/02. We'll see you in the next episode with a discussion on condition-based maintenance, predictive maintenance, preventative maintenance, and run to failure. I would like to thank you for listening and remind you that you can always find out more on maintenance, reliability, and asset management at www.iridicio.com and by following our blog. The Rooted in Reliability podcast is a proud member of the Reliability.fm network. I'd like to ask you to please rate and review this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. It ensures the podcast stays relevant and is easy to find by like-minded professionals. It is only with your ratings and reviews that the Rooted in Reliability podcast can continue to grow. I thank you for providing this small but critical support. We'll see you next week when we dive into another burning topic with Rooted in Reliability, your plant performance podcast.